Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jeremy White
and Joe DiBiase,
and we host Jeremy and Joe, your daily destination for Buffalo sports talk.
All Bills, all Sabres, all the time.
Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for Jeremy and Joe, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I mean, it seems like he's getting better each and every week, which is hard to imagine. The way that he kind of has this patience to hit the hole, but when he hits it, I mean, he's shot out of a cannon. His contact balance is unbelievable. His jump cuts are awesome. You know, glad he's on our team.
Josh Allen on James Cook. Another big game on the stat sheet for Cook yesterday and for the Bills on offense in general. 31 points, 31-19. The final over New Orleans. The Saints cover the 15.5-point spread, and we're not a pushover. Fourth quarter, they had the ball down two. So the Bills did not have the kind of game you might have thought they would against New Orleans. You know, I'm not sitting here right now entirely sure how they did it. You know, they ran the ball. They didn't get anything explosive in this game really at all, like no big plays.
Nope.
Rattler moved pretty well. Like he
moved
got
really,
out a
he
couple
was really,
times.
He hurt them especially early, quite a lot, really. Yeah.
And they didn't screw up. I mean, the Saints, a bad team, can give you the ball three or four times.
Right, they threw the one pick. You know, that was a receiver throwing it to a quarterback, which is the opposite of the way that's supposed to work. And they even took it away one time, and they sacked Josh Allen three times.
Yep.
Like they were
Granderson.
They were more than plucky. I was going to say plucky, and that the feels like a slight, even.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is plucky a slight?
I felt like, well, in this case, I mean, I think it can be a compliment, but I think they were better than plucky.
I don't know. Well.
North of plucky. Plucky adjacent.
North of plucky.
North of plucky.
Bride of Chucky, north of plucky.
Let me write that down so I don't forget it.
What about their performance was not... would disqualify them from plucky status? Is plucky different than scrappy? Plucky. I kind of think that is what they were.
Yeah, all right. I wanted to compliment them more than plucky. So I need something.
They don't deserve that.
Okay.
They don't deserve that.
All right.
They're one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bills should be very glad that they're playing Miami and New Orleans these last 2 weeks. Because, I mean, maybe Miami's better than New Orleans, but on the heels of their start, we weren't thinking that they necessarily were.
No, we thought that we were going to a funeral for Mike McDaniel, I think, last Thursday. That's how I was viewing it. And we'll see. I don't know. There's a chance that still happens for them. I don't think they're far from, you know, out of the woods, I think, Miami. We'll see. I mean, if they lose to the Jets at home,
yeah, then
maybe it's right back to, you know, whatever, code red or whatever you want.
Which they usually could.
Yeah.
It's not like they're a big favorite.
I was just looking. 2.5 maybe, I think.
Really? Less than a field goal.
Yeah.
It's not running through the three, you're saying. And what's Denver? Like a touchdown?
I have Denver minus 7.5, according to ESPN right now.
Through the seven.
Right, and 2.5 is right on Miami. Over 43.5 in the early game, 44.5 in the later game. Although neither game is really that late. The second game starts at the normal time. The other one starts an hour earlier.
Baltimore plays Kansas City, and it's the only thing we want to talk about every day is what should happen in that game, like what we want to have happen. Tonight, is it so irrelevant in the AFC East that like Jets-Dolphins just does not carry any weight? The Bills have beaten both teams already?
I don't care who wins.
Don't care who wins at all.
I don't think either team will be a threat. I guess if you want to consider that Miami's the more ready-made team than root for the Jets. Because if one of them's going to get hot, I don't think either of them will. But Miami's got more there, I think. They're more prepared to offer you more as the season goes on, whereas I think the Jets...
Well, now I'm getting far in, but there are fans who have said what they want from the Dolphins is just to stay where they are.
Right, so maybe go Dolphins.
Whereas the Jets have a rookie coach
right,
and a new quarterback, and they could ride that out a little bit, and maybe you end up with, you know, two bad teams for another year or two to come. New England might not be bad, and that's this week. And they just crushed Carolina. That game was, I mean, over early. Carolina really never did anything to them. I don't know. I still have a feeling that there's a team in there. And when you look at the AFC today, like I have a bet on them to make the playoffs. They lose to the Raiders at home. They lose to Pittsburgh at home. Five turnovers. Ugh, so much for that easy schedule and whatever else. But, I mean, there's still, it's obviously very early as well, but there's still room for a team of this caliber to make it. Maybe they're going to have to win games like Sunday, like win a couple where they're playing over their heads maybe and get those early losses back that way. But May had a great day. And there's another team. I was just thinking about Philadelphia, you know, texting with Sal about what the Eagles look like so far. And the Patriots aren't throwing the ball either. I mean, neither are the Bills. Mm-hmm. Like, There's several
who
teams.
Who is throwing the ball? That's the question. Who is throwing the ball?
Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Went for 350.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me look. Who is throwing the ball?
That's probably not what you want. I mean, it's fine that he threw for 350, but like if that's not going anywhere.
Nope, you're probably right. The pressure was tough on him.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott is throwing the ball, of course.
Right.
Yeah, he was awesome again.
They've got a couple. I mean, they're two of their last three games, right? The Giant game was a couple weeks ago now. That was insane. Yesterday was insane. Even without CeeDee Lamb, there's Pickens with a couple of touchdowns, right?
Like huge game. Ferguson.
They just all got there. Yeah.
Matthew Stafford is second in passing yards to Prescott. Allen is seventh. May is sixth. I mean, does that even feel right?
I saw something, EPA maybe, for quarterbacks. Like, May is right up there with Allen. He is in this too, like you're saying, just yards. But
yep.
I think he's been pretty effective, even though, you know, they've dropped a couple of games.
Neither Allen nor May are top 10 in attempts, but they're 7 and 6, respectively, in yards. Second in attempts is Flacco. And it sounds like he's coming out.
Matter of time, I think, at this point.
There was some speculation that it's not. This is the time.
Maybe it's now. Right?
That Dylan Gabriel will play against Minnesota. Rattler is fourth. So I guess they're throwing the ball. Trevor Lawrence is fifth. It is always interesting about football. And certainly right now, every season is in its own way. And the Bills are a microcosm of this. Where you have the elite quarterback, but you really just don't need to put it all on him. When they beat Baltimore, one of my points was, this isn't exactly taking the load off of Josh Allen's shoulders this game. It's really like not being good enough to win until they did, and then they won. But the three games since have totally been
pretty rocking chair for him.
Yeah, anyway. I mean,
he needed a game manager. He needed a big run yesterday. Like you're talking about this moment where it's a 2-point game. That's a third down, maybe third and five, whatever it is, and he busts up the middle for 27 yards, and then the next play is the Kincaid touchdown and lights out. Game's over. But they needed a play there from him for sure, and got it when they needed it. There and then he tried the same thing on the next series that I think ended with the field goal, and it wasn't there. Like the Saints sort of closed it down on him when he tried to bust up the middle on that. I wonder with the Browns if the fact that they're playing in London this week is a deterrent to making a change. Like it's not a normal week. It's a more turbulent week, travel wise, logistically, all that might be a deterrent to pivoting to the rookie. I think. But we'll see. I mean,
something I read today said they were ready to do it.
But yeah.
Nothing official that I've seen.
And the Tennessee coach is probably going to get fired soon. I haven't looked.
Odds?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Has he passed Mike McDaniel?
Give it till tomorrow.
Okay, right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a disaster.
Yes.
His father.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jeremy White
and Joe DiBiase,
and we host Jeremy and Joe, your daily destination for Buffalo sports talk.
All Bills, all Sabres, all the time.
Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for Jeremy and Joe, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Or is on the staff.
Yeah.
Can you just fire the son? Does the dad quit if the son's fired? Bill Callahan.
Yeah, I think I would want my dad to quit if I got fired.
Interesting.
I mean, assuming we ever worked in the same place, which, you know.
Could they replace the son with the father? We've got a guy here on the staff who's coached. He's been a head coach in the Super Bowl, people. We need, what do we do when we fire a coach? We go for the opposite. Here's a guy who's inexperienced. We got an experienced winning coach on the staff. It just so happens he's the current coach's dad. Imagine if dad takes the job as the replacement for the son.
And turns it around.
Turns it around. He's going to have to turn his relationship with his son around. But maybe the son has to respect it if he turns it around. I don't know what next year's Hallmark movie is going to be. I mean, they're not necessarily based on true stories, but that's not a Hallmark movie, though, is it?
No.
The son gets fired. The dad decides to shun the son and take the job because they have an experienced coach on the staff in him, and he changes the culture from his son's culture.
Right.
Oh, baby.
Now my son is texting me, asking me if I would quit if he was fired. And I'm writing him back, no, I was here first. Right? Didn't Brian Callahan bring his dad in? I don't think Bill Callahan was there. He's been in the league a long time. Of course, he's his dad. But it's different. I think the order of hiring matters.
But how did that go? Brian Callahan's like, I know a guy to coach the line if you need somebody. Really?
Who's that?
My father.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he got the job, was because the father was available to be his assistant. And they thought any sort of inexperience would not be a problem.
Right.
Because dad is there. But son doesn't want to, capitulate to dad. I'm my own man. I'm 40. I'm here. I'm going to call my own plays and do all this.
Going all Mike Gundy over here.
There's got to be something here. Is this what we're talking about in Tennessee right now, but seriously?
Yes.
Replacing Brian Callahan with his father. And he's terrible at these press conferences, too. Like, just loses it, kind of, sometimes.
Yeah, he is, at this point, he's got to know the train is about to hit him.
0-4 Tennessee. Next up, week 5 at Arizona. I'm sure that's a 4-0-5 right there. That screams 4-0-5.
That is on in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And in Arizona.
And if one
some
of the
color you've never even heard of on the map is going to just.
Yeah.
Some blackish orange color or something. There it is.
And if either team has a key player born in some faraway land, it's on there too.
Right.
That's the list, though. Right. If Cam Ward were from Alaska, it'd be on in Alaska.
Right.
I don't believe he is.
No, I don't think so.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog Football Monday continues. 803-0550 to call in. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Jeremy White
and Joe DiBiase,
and we host Jeremy and Joe, your daily destination for Buffalo sports talk.
All Bills, all Sabres, all the time.
Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for Jeremy and Joe, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.